Trump and immunity. So Trump largely was granted immunity by the Supreme Court, and that got Democrats riled up. Riled up. Let's deep dive into it. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it, but this is what's happening with your Supreme Court. Before we even get into this, let me also say this. I had a conversation last night, and this is regardless. Thank you, Dion Sardines. I'm definitely going to be reading that super chat shortly. I had a conversation last night on Q Show, right? Q was there. Molly was there. Quentin was there. 2K was there. All of that stuff, right? And I'm amazed. I'm amazed at the amount of people that think that it's cool not to participate in determining who's going to represent you when it comes to the laws, the taxes, and just basically the direction of what your life is going to be going in and how you participate in what's happening in the United States of America. The future of your children. I'm amazed at people that choose not to even educate themselves about what is happening in society, but then we spend so much time complaining about what is happening. That hurt me. It hurt my heart. And I know that we got to entertain, and I know that it's an entertaining show, and we start to have all of that or whatever, but it does. It hurts me that 25 and 31-year-olds, even when they do vote, they just voting off of ignorance or what somebody else said to them, but they not voting based off of, you know, their own due diligence and understanding. And it bothers me. So when you see this happening, because I tried to make a pitch and I tried to really educate people on the importance of participating in your elections, even all the way down to your local election. One of the reasons why, and again, I don't have an opinion or a position on this particular segment of the show that we're about to share with you right now anyway. But one of the things that's pretty interesting is the president of the United States of America is largely the person that picks the Supreme Court justices. When a Supreme Court justice retires, the president of the United States are the ones that push a conservative or a liberal Supreme Court justice into this lifetime position. When you think about Clarence Thomas, or you think about, I think what her name was, Katani, or whatever like that. Katani was pushed into the Supreme Court by the Biden administration. Trump pushed several Supreme Court justices into office. And this is a lifetime position. This is basically the people at the highest courts of the land that determines whether or not Roe v. Wade is going to be struck down, or whether or not Trump is going to get immunity, or future presidents get immunity for anything that they do inside of office. So when you start to have these conversations, right, and people just say dumb stuff like, oh man, I don't even care about what happens. I'm just going to make it do what it do. That's what they're banking on. Anyways, let's go ahead and get into this part.
A monumental day for American democracy. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled today presidents have absolute immunity for official acts.
But the High Court ruled presidents are not immune from prosecution for unofficial acts. The question to be answered now, what qualifies as an official act? In a 6-3 ruling along ideological lines, the justices threw out a lower court's decision that had rejected former President Trump's claim of immunity from federal criminal charges involving his efforts to overturn the 2020 election.
President Biden condemned the ruling, calling it a dangerous precedent. Sandra Mitchell here now with a look at the ruling and what it means for Trump and American democracy. Sandy.
Well, Cher, I can tell you that Trump is celebrating what he is calling a big win tonight. President Biden with a warning saying if Trump is reelected, today's ruling means he will be emboldened to do whatever he wants. A quick condemnation from President Biden.
No one is above the law, not even the President of the United States.
When I first seen these little things right here, this little clear thing right here, the first time that I ever really paid attention to it was when Obama had first got elected, right? In 2008, I believe. And I didn't know that those were the things that they were actually showing or that's in front of the presidents. Obama's was a lot further away. I'm guessing that Biden's is a lot closer. I didn't know that that was the thing that they actually use. Some people were saying, oh man, that's like a bulletproof. No, it's not. It's the thing that they read off of that got all of the words that's printed, or whoever the handlers are that's writing their speeches and stuff like that. It's the actual words that's coming up on those screens. You can't see it from the outside, but you can see it from the inside. Those are the actual screens that show all of the words that the presidents are saying and the speeches that they give. And I didn't realize that.
In a brief White House speech, Biden criticizing the Supreme Court ruling. In a 6-3 opinion, the high court said a former president cannot be prosecuted for official actions while on the job, but there is not immunity for unofficial acts. Biden warning if elected again, Trump would abuse that power.
The American people must decide whether Donald Trump's assault on our democracy on January 6th makes him unfit for public office in the highest office in the land.
You know, somebody said it in the chat, and they said that President Bush did some of the craziest stuff. The second Bush, first Bush too, but in my lifetime, I'm familiar with what happened with the second Bush. The second Bush did some of the craziest stuff in office, and nobody, and I mean absolutely nobody, holds that man accountable or charges him or is ever going to bring him up on any kind of crime whatsoever. And somebody just, I just put that up. The one thing that I am happy about is you can't then weaponize the justice system in order to prevent somebody or to use it in order to weaponize it against. So a future president can't use it against somebody like a Trump in order to try to prevent them from seeking the presidency again. Because now, and I honestly, in my heart of hearts, this is such a deep dive, and I'm trying to keep it surface level. But in a general sense, what we're witnessing is historic on all levels, right? Because on one hand, you're not going to convince me that they are not leveraging the justice system, both in New York and Georgia and across the country, in order to try to prevent him or prevent us from being able to determine whether or not we want Trump as our president. I think it's an American right for us to be able to determine who we want in office. And you cannot convince me that the Biden administration is not leveraging states' power in order to try to convict him, not only in the court of public opinion, but also when it comes to these criminal convictions to try to use the courts and their power to do so. So on the reverse, you can say, well, Trump shouldn't be granted immunity as a president or a former president that was making decisions while he was in office. But on the flip side, are we not really paying attention to the fact that the Biden administration seems to be leveraging the justice system against him when he's not president? You see what I'm saying? So it's a pro and a con that goes along with it. When you make a decision while you're in office, because if that's the case, then we need to go ahead and bring Bush 2 on up to the front of the congregation and go ahead and get rid of his presidential library.
The American people must decide if Trump's embrace of violence to preserve his power is acceptable.
Reacting on his Truth Social account, Trump called the ruling brilliantly written and wise and clears the stench from the Biden trials and hoaxes used as an unfair attack Biden's political opponent, me. Trump's lawyers now seek to file a motion to challenge the guilty verdict in his criminal hush money trial.
It's a huge win for Trump.
Many legal scholars agree this could help Trump avoid prison time.
This is a victory for the former president in the sense that we have the Supreme Court saying there is at least some immunity from criminal prosecution for former presidents.
But President Biden insists ultimately U.S. voters will get the chance to hold Trump responsible.
The American people must decide. They want to entrust the president once again, the presidency, to Donald Trump, now knowing he'll be more emboldened to do whatever he pleases whenever he wants to do it.
Trump is scheduled to be sentenced for that hush money conviction 1 week from Thursday, but if the judge permits his attorneys to file that motion to throw out the conviction, the sentencing could be delayed.
So basically, y'all wasted y'all time. Y'all did all of that just for shucking and jiving, just for the sake of trying to prevent him from becoming the president of the United States. You thought that it was going to resonate with the people as far as on your side, but on the flip side, people revolted against it. And it just made him more popular. He never even showed up for any Republican debate. And in the one debate that he showed up for earlier this year, or just last week, he absolutely destroyed Biden. And so y'all really just did it in for yourself. Sometimes you can embolden your enemies. Let this be a lesson in life. I got an enemy, right? Or I got an enemy that, and I'm talking about in real life. I ain't talking about on this internet stuff. I have an enemy in real life, right? And what we determined was the best course of action for this enemy was to just completely leave them alone. 100% leave them alone. Because, let me be careful with my words here. Life is chess. If you do something that you're not supposed to do, or you do something against them, or you leverage a platform against them, or something like that, right? What happens is sometimes you make them bigger than what they would have been had you not even mentioned them at all. Sometimes, let's say something ever happens to them, right? Then they become a martyr and they become bigger. You know what I'm saying? You just want to stay away from certain things. And so sometimes it's more logical for you to walk away from a situation than for you to ever participate and go back and forth. Sometimes you play the game and you let them just destroy themselves and you never even mention it. I look at the Jay-Z and Dame Dash situation and I study how people move. And Dame Dash, in my opinion, the more that he talks about Jay-Z, the less relevant he becomes and the bigger of a myth Jay-Z becomes in everybody's mind. Because they like, why? He ain't even paying no attention to you. Jay probably watched every single interview and be like, look at this guy. He just playing right into our plans. He playing right into our plans. I'm not going to give anybody any attention or any more relevancy by me acknowledging them than they already have. And so you have to be very careful with how you move. It's literally a game of power. It's a game of chess when you get to certain levels. You can't just jump out the window every time that somebody says something to you. You can't just haul off and do something to somebody every time. You can't just get pissed off and jump out the window. Sometimes it's best to not even acknowledge or even pay attention to what's going on, especially when they close to you in real life. And all I believe that they did when it came to all of this political prosecution is they gave Trump a wave, billions and billions of dollars of free publicity that he never could have paid for himself. You've given Trump billions of dollars in free publicity and made him a local hero and a legend. And then people just more or less identified with him. And then he spent the message and said political prosecution. And the minute that you faced them, you look like a fool because you couldn't articulate your points correctly. And you just washed yourself. You basically promoted him. You used your platform to promote him. The more that Biden talks about Trump and the less he talks about his own policies, his own successes, his own growth, the more he makes him more popular in the court of public opinion and to the people. It's so stupid. But because you're not thinking long term or you're not looking at the repercussions of your actions.
Fox News Alert, we're going to get out of that commercial break because we have word that the Supreme Court has issued a ruling on the extent of presidential immunity from criminal prosecution for conduct.
Somebody says, in all fairness, Dame doesn't bring up Jay to interview. So what? I've done interviews where people ask me questions about people and I'll be like, oh man, you know, it's cold. Like, I don't have to answer nothing. Nobody is twisting anybody's arm. We too grown to get roped into that. If you know that people is trying to bring you there to ask you that question, then you don't even participate. You don't even have to show up on a platform. Are y'all children? Is somebody putting a gun to y'all head and saying, hey, you have to talk about this? Or are you smart enough and wise enough to make the decision and pivot away from it? Or do you have enough media training or have you been doing this long enough in order to deflect the question and move over to something that's actually conducive to what you got going on? I want to talk about and promote what I have going on, and I'm going to use your platform and I'm going to leverage it in order to finesse that into a bigger bag. I'm not going to talk about another man. That's so dumb. Where y'all been at? Well, in all fairness, people keep asking him the question. So I got to answer? Come on, man. Grow up, y'all.
To involve official acts during the tenure of President Trump. This is the big one we've been waiting for. It's consequential. It's really interesting that the Supreme Court in 248 years of our history has never actually ruled on this. So it is big and sweeping. And I have our political panel looking over this right now. Andy McCarthy, Chief Justice John Roberts has the writing on this. He's got the pen. Is that significant?
It's very significant. It's the most important case of the term in terms of the long-term interests of the executive branch, in terms of the short-term interests of Donald Trump.
My wife,
and it looks like at least within the bounds of clear executive authority, what Chief Justice Roberts is saying is that the president clearly has immunity from prosecution. Mm. So the question is going to be, again, I think Trey underscored this before, is what is an official act? There's going to be a lot of litigation about that.
Nope, somebody said, but an unchecked lie becomes the truth. Nope, the truth is still the truth and a lie is still a lie. And the less attention you give to it, the more that it just goes down and dies. It's always going to be another story that pops out. What was the story that came out this week? Oh, Rick Ross got beat up in Canada, in Vancouver. Not even checking about certain things no more. But an unchecked lie can become the truth. No, I don't have to even give no energy to whatsoever to anything that anybody is saying. And I just let them continue to promote me. And just because you feel good about it doesn't necessarily mean... People say stuff about me all the time. I don't even address that junk. I'll be like, that junk is hilarious. I don't be caring. I'll be so busy running up the bag and then they're using their platform to promote me. People be in their chat and they be like, who is Anton? Now they got to go do their research. They're going to discover my content. A lot of people found me because they hated me or they thought they hated me at first. And then I converted them over into actual loyal people and now they bag chasers. All you did was give me your audience. Thank you. I appreciate you.
And what's close to the core of clear executive constitutional authority versus the outer ambit of it.
Brett?
Do we have Shannon? Is she going through the paperwork? Shannon, you there?
Yes. Yes, I am here, if you can hear me. Let me read you a little bit of what we have from the court. It does find this. Under our constitutional structure of separated powers, the nature of presidential power entitles a former president to absolute immunity from criminal prosecution for actions within his conclusive and preclusive constitutional authority. He is entitled to at least presumptive immunity from prosecution for all his official acts. There is no immunity for unofficial acts. That's the first blush we've got on this. It looks like a 6-3 split. We've got the dissent by Justice Sotomayor, Kagan, and Jackson join that. There is a kind of split decision on some of these. Somebody joins in one part, not in another part, but that's the overall holding of the court. So what it means now, we'll have to dig into this and see if they tell us now, how do you decide an official act versus an unofficial act? Because that's going to be critical.
Somebody says, y'all so dense. Yeah, we all the retarded ones, right? Y'all so dense, y'all not seeing a bigger picture. Any president, not just Trump, will be immune to any prosecution, and they can label it as an official act. What president in history has ever been convicted of anything and went to jail as a result of it? In history, before you, after you, what president in your lifetime has ever went to jail as a result of whatever it is that he's done in office? It's always going to be pros and cons to it, but all presidents have largely operated with immunity. It's not nothing new. It's not nothing new. What we're now doing is we're preventing this administration from being able to leverage the justice system in a historic fashion from preventing us from being able to get the person that we want in office if we decide as a people that that's what we do.
Having now said the president does have absolute immunity from criminal prosecution for actions within his conclusive and preclusive constitutional authority, we'll dig in, see how they define those official acts, and look for a little bit more from you from the opinion. But at first blush, this looks like it is going to be a win for the argument for presidential immunity when it comes to allegations of criminal activity.
What's interesting is that, you know, I'm sure if you're the Biden White House, you're paying close attention to this as well, because in the situation that we find ourselves in the utilization of the justices in politics. Let me go to you, Jonathan Turley, for a reaction to this decision so far.
Well, this is along the lines of what many of us anticipated, that the court did not go with absolute immunity on everything, but did say that there's absolute immunity when it comes to core constitutional powers. We're still going through the opinion to see if there's any assistance on where that line is to be drawn. This case is going to have to go back to the district court, which is going to have to try to sort of thread this needle to determine what in the case would not fall under these protections.
Literally, you can go after any president for anything that you disagreed with that you think was not right as far as what they determined, what was right and wrong while they were in office. Some people could say, well, you can go after President Obama or former President Obama as a result of what it is that he did when it came to being a deportation chief in law and locking kids up inside of cages that wasn't supposed to be here. Like, you can use it for anything. I mean, for God's sake, they went after Trump. Jesus Christ. Anyways, I ain't even going to go into that. The point is that I think that all presidents to a degree, and this is one of the reasons why we have to vet who it is that we elect, whether you like people or not, all presidents need to be able to basically operate without immunity. And I think that Congress needs term limits. Otherwise, nobody would get anything done because they're too scared of what the public is going to think. That's just my my opinion. And I think that Democrats wasted their time with all of this political prosecution in order to try to get him out of office or to get people from not being able to vote for him. I mean, we even seen earlier in the year where certain states was trying to remove him from the ballots altogether. Come on, man. You know what that is. Anyways, shout out to the Supreme Court for doing whatever it is that they do. Let me read some.